Good afternoon. Well, how absolutely fantastic to be here today. I'm here with my partners from American Airlines. My name is Jeannie Yu. I'm the Director for Environmental Performance from Boeing Commercial Airplanes. I'd first like to introduce our partners from American Airlines. We are getting ready this year to do a joint Boeing, American Airlines, and FAA 2012 Eco-Demonstrator Flight Test Program. So I want to introduce David Campbell from American Airlines. He's a Vice President for Safety, Security, and Environmental. Also want to introduce Jim Walsh, who's the Corporate Environmental Director for American Airlines. And then also I have my colleague from Boeing, Captain Mike Carricker, who is the Chief Pilot for Product Development for BCA. And Mike and Dave will join me just a little bit later here in the agenda to give you the perspectives on the Eco-Demonstrator program. But I did want to start first with describing the Eco-Demonstrator program a bit and give you some context. I want to tell you why we decided to establish the Eco-Demonstrator program and what our intent is. Now, the Eco-Demonstrator program was set up a couple years ago, and we really realized we were thinking about the environmental challenges in the years to come. And with those environmental challenges, we thought about what is it that we really need to do. And I think it's clear that innovation and technology and creating solutions to meet the environmental challenges is a key piece of what we need to do. And so we asked ourselves as environmental leaders, how can we accelerate technology, and how can we be a catalyst to make innovation happen even faster? And we believe that the Eco-Demonstrator is an answer to that question. The 787, as you know, had 20% fuel efficiency gains because they did integration of new technologies and applied it to aircraft. What we see is that technology often has a challenge to bridge its way onto an airplane application unless there's a new airplane program. And programs, new programs, can be decades, separated by decades in time. And so what we really want to do is provide an opportunity with Eco-Demonstrator to close that gap between technology research and just pragmatic innovation of getting technology onto an airplane. So the Eco-Demonstrator is all about learning by doing. We've had a lot of success with demonstration programs. You may be familiar with our quiet technology demonstrator programs that we did in 2001 and 2005. And those technology programs, demonstrator programs, really are the ones that accelerate the chevrons that you now see on the exhaust of the engine nacelle for both the 478 as well as the 787. Biofuels, sustainable biofuels, is also another great example of how we chose in 2008 to say we will fly sustainable biofuels, and using that technology demonstration, we accelerate the technology from 20 years down into a two-year window. So the Eco-Demonstrator really is about turning our commitment on environment into action. So demonstrators really provide real action, they provide real technology, and in the case of the Eco-Demonstrator, they provide real airplanes. Next. In fact, if you remember at Paris last year, we announced that we were going to work with our partners, American Airlines, to fly the Eco-Demonstrator. This is a photograph from Renton, Washington, in our paint hangar. And you can see that we just finished up our nice new shine paint job. And the airplane is rolling out today, and we'll be going over to Boeing Field for instrumentation and installation of technologies. Okay? So we're making it real. So what we're really trying to do next is launch, use this program, the 737 Eco-Demonstrator, to launch an overall Eco-Demonstrator program. Next. Our goals are to accelerate technology and to do those things that will help make our airplanes even more environmentally progressive. We want faster innovation. We want to work with suppliers and the industry as well as government so that we are all growing together and learning to innovate more quickly together. We want to do this in a regular way off a critical path of a program, learning to build and integrate and fly on an annual basis. So in addition to the first Eco-Demonstrator in 2012, we have a plan to kick out Eco-Demonstrators on an annual basis. For 2013, we already have a partnership with the FAA Clean Program. That's the Continuous Lower Energy Emissions and Noise Program, to kick out ceramic matrix composite technology as a core technology there. In the out years, we still have basically set technological challenges that we think will be necessary and have opportunity if we have great focus for larger scale integration. So we're looking at advanced wing, and in the out years, looking at optimized integration, trying to figure out how we can do more integration of propulsion, airframe, and systems in a way that gets more overall platform efficiency. And we're looking at really throwing down the gauntlet with challenging the industry for hybrid power. How can we do energy management in a way that we can do storage and planning and system efficiency and load management in a way that airplanes become even more efficient from a power distribution standpoint? So we're really saying, where can we find the partners and people to focus on working on these things with us, because we want to move out from an overall program to continue driving that innovation on an annual basis and not only drive the technology, but also drive the capability and innovative capability of the people who work on airplanes. Well, while we're doing this and shaping up our plan for the next years, what we want to do is make sure we execute on the 2012 eco-demonstrator. So I want to tell you more about the technologies on that airplane. These are our five core technologies that we'll be starting with on the eco-demonstrator program. The first is the adaptive trailing edge. So the adaptive trailing edge allows the trailing edge of the airplane to be modified during the flight profile, during climb, takeoff, and cruise and descent. The trailing edge actually changes to optimize the configuration of the wing. That will help us improve and optimize fuel efficiency over the flight profile, as well as allow more lift in takeoff, and that more lift will then allow us to pull back an engine thrust and have lower noise in takeoff. So the adaptive trailing edge, our real challenge there is developing a simple mechanism and designing and building it in a way that we get overall airplane performance benefit. The regenerative fuel cell is a project that we're doing with IHI from Japan and the Japanese government. They're funding the construction of the fuel cell. The fuel cell, what's unique about this fuel cell that we're flying on the eco-demonstrator is that it's a regenerative fuel cell, which means it basically makes its own fuel in flight. So it will take the water, break it down, make hydrogen, then that hydrogen will be stored. And then when we have peak loads on the airplane, we will use that hydrogen to fuel the fuel cell to create power for a galley application. The fuel cell is a PEM technology, proton electron membrane technology, used in many terrestrial applications and for some automobiles. The real challenge with PEM technology is the size and the weight and the integration. And so what we're really doing in this series of tests is trying to figure out how you do that integration and what kind of requirements it would require. And as we gain knowledge with our partners, IHI, we're also learning how we can downsize the particular application. The nice thing about this alternative energy source is that it's more efficient from a system standpoint. You can store energy. And the other thing is it's zero emissions. So it's clean energy. Active engine vibration reduction is another technology that we're looking at with our partners, Hutchinson. They developed some actuators that actually do vibration cancellation of engine vibration. Engines can vibrate, and then the vibration is transmitted to the cabin, and it creates noise in the cabin. And today what many operators do is they'll actually spool up the engine slightly and run it at a higher frequency to circumvent that vibration level. And so what we want to do is prevent that, because that actually causes more fuel burn. And so the vibration cancellation will actually actively modify the vibration so that it will neutralize it in the cabin. Variable area fan nozzle is a propulsion technology, nacelle technology. This technology will actually enable the exit exhaust area of the engine to expand by 10% in area. This expansion in area then allows you to optimize the configuration of the nozzle during the flight profile. So for instance, on takeoff and approach, you probably want to use a larger exit area. The larger exit area allows the velocities of the engine to be lower, and that reduces noise. And so then you have a quieter engine. Okay. This also, what's important about variable area fan nozzle, which we call VAN, is that in the future, as we go to ultra-high bypass engines, that this type of technology enables even a more super efficient UHB. Lastly, the advanced ATM. For advanced ATM, what we're going to do is exercise some operational efficiency benefits through some capability in the flight deck that we haven't quite tapped yet. We're going to develop a flight trajectory optimization information management capability in which we can uplink and downlink information. And what we want to do is show with real-time weather that we can be smarter about our routing and fly more fuel-efficient routes. There are sections all over the world, but in the U.S., in the middle of the U.S., where there's a large circumventing rerouting done because of weather patterns that occur in the middle of the U.S. And so what we want to do is prevent the large rerouting and allow the operator and the flight crew to make decisions to fly more fuel-efficient routes that are the most direct and have the most best information about weather. Mike can talk more about that, too. What we want to do is do this uplink and downlink of weather with onboard network systems, basically using connectivity in the airplane, a secure connectivity, to be able to transfer data and just be smarter about how we plan our flight and change it en route. The last piece here is the optimum flight. We will plan to fly a flight which features a lot of eco-efficiency features. We'll be flying from Glasgow to Reno, and what we want to do is do a single-engine taxi. We'll be flying on biofuels, sustainable biofuels. We'll also fly the flight trajectory optimization, and then add our approach to Reno. We'll fly continuous descent approach, as well as RNP, required navigation precision. So we're going to try to put all those elements together and look at what an most operational efficient, eco-efficient flight would look like. So that's the round of technologies that we're planning for the Eco Demonstrator 2013. We also have some other technologies that we'll be looking at, like low noise approaches. We also are featuring a technology that we're working with a supplier interface, recyclable floor tiles, carpet floor tiles. And so we'll be also testing these things and looking at them and trying them in practice through the Eco Demonstrator program. So I think that next, I want to point out that next slide. We have a plan, and we're on plan. I'll let Mike talk more about this plan from a flight test perspective. But I want to close this section with just letting you know that the intent of the program, Eco Demonstrator Program, really is about accelerating technology and innovation. And our experience so far has been that people are already starting to learn. They're learning through their failures. They're learning through their successes. But it's really in the application of doing that they're learning. And so we are making innovation happen faster. And I think the side benefit which we're seeing is that we are really creating a new generation of innovators who are thinking about this so that we can create a better future together more rapidly. And then I want to turn it over to Dave Campbell to make some remarks from American Airlines.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Well, Jeannie, thank you so much for the opportunity and the invitation to be here today. We are very, very excited to actually loan Boeing one of our new 737-800 aircrafts for the Eco Demonstrator. For American, we recognize that to be responsible is critical for us, that we have to minimize the environmental impact So at American Airlines, we realize that flying responsibly means that we must minimize the environmental impact associated with our operations. That is from flight planning all the way through to the time that we actually deliver our passengers to their destination. So we're fully committed to identifying and implementing new programs that reduce our impact on the environment. So we recognize that it's not only being good stewards of the environment, but it also focuses that it's good for business. This really does make sense for our business and for the environment. So our partnership with Boeing is one of those really critical milestones for us in terms of our commitment to further reducing our carbon footprint. Now, as we start the flight testing, it is really our sincere hope that we're able to advance these technologies and deliver them to the market a lot faster than otherwise would be otherwise possible. So we're excited about that opportunity to really move forward and present to the industry a better product, a more fuel-efficient product, a lower emissions product. And we think it's not only good for Boeing and American, but for the entire industry as well as for our customers. Now, the technology that will be fitted to our aircrafts will not only reduce fuel, reduce noise, but they'll also use sustainable materials. And these are areas that we at American have already been highly involved in and very active in, and we're excited about the opportunity to advance farther. In fact, when you look at FuelSmart, one of our employee-led initiatives to conserve fuel, We've saved, since 2005, we've saved 700 million gallons of fuel since 2005. That's an employee-led initiative that we have. Now, that's, we've been able, through that program, to reduce our carbon emissions by 6.4 million metric tons, which is equivalent to 1.2 million cars being removed from the road annually. So you can see that we've been actively involved, actively engaged in being a better steward for the environment. So as you're aware, we're taking new deliveries of the 737-800s from our partners at Boeing. The key for us with this technology, as well as what we're seeing with the current 737s, the new 737s will allow us to replace the MD-80 fleet. And by replacing the MD-80 fleet, there's a 35% improvement in fuel efficiency over the MD-80 fleet. So an incredible advance there. So when you take the technologies that you're seeing and being talked about today and add it on top of that for the future, it's an incredible opportunity for us to really advance to market a much, much better, more fuel-efficient aircraft than what we even have today with the 737, which, again, is incredible at 35% improvement. So we look forward to the demonstration. We look forward to continuing our efforts in working with Boeing. It has been a project that we've launched over a year ago, and we are really excited about what the opportunities lie for both the industry and for American Airlines. So thank you very much.
And then Captain Mike Carricker here will provide some more story on our flight test timelines.
I guess that echo it. So to echo what Jeannie said, this is really cool. From a flight test standpoint, this is really cool. And as some of you know me, when I use that word, it means it's great fun. So we have the ability now, we have the commitment of the company to fund this kind of technology and fund the technology. And when you have technology like this in an airplane, that means some engineers figured out how to go from a PowerPoint presentation to build a part. Somebody figured out how to put the part on the airplane. Somebody figured out how to write the tip sheet to test the part. Somebody knew how to put the instrumentation in the airplane to monitor the part. And the advancements for the company are just tremendous. And to be sponsored and to find an airplane, that's why we have to thank American Airlines for allowing us to have an airplane, which is a great thing to do, because usually you have a great idea, but you can't find a jet to put it on. So the airplane has flown its B-1 profile, and it flew an acceptable first Boeing production flight. It's in the factory getting all the mods put on it. We fly it out here in the middle of August. We're going to take it to Glasgow, Montana. Why Glasgow, Montana? Because Glasgow, Montana is the world's premier place to do noise testing. We put an array of about 300 microphones on the ground and fly a very, very precise path over the microphones and take terabytes of data. And we can tell you where the noise is coming off the inboard edge of the flap, middle edge of the flap, or the outboard edge of the flap. And we do it in Montana because about the only thing the noise guys have to take out of the data is the mooing cows in the field next to it. That's a great fun flying. You get to take off. You fly for 5 hours and never have to go above 1,000 feet. And for a test pilot, that's just great. There's no tower. There's no controllers. There's no nothing. So we do that, and it's at the end of the runway. We fly in the morning, and then we're going to go off in the afternoon and test some of these other functions in the airplane. We plan to spend about 3 weeks in Glasgow doing the noise testing. We don't fly every day. There's some days in between where we got to make some mods to the airplanes. And then we're going to take the airplane around a little bit, take it to Reno to use some real flight test. We're going to take it to Washington, D.C., and have it on display at Reagan. And then bring it back and do some other tests on it back at Boeing Field. And then we're going to put the airplane back into a normal airworthiness certificate and deliver it to American Airlines. I go back to the technologies. These are really pretty cool, actually. The tablet device. The tablet device, we're going to use an iPad, all right, but just the tablet device is one of the most interesting technologies to come along in flight decks in years. The ability to have that kind of information, have that infrastructure, and the ability to write applications for it is tremendous. So we think we're going to walk to the airplane with an iPad and a headset and put all this information in there. And the fact that this gets in the airplane because we put an antenna and we can data link the information, this is a key attribute for the airplanes to be a node on the net. All right, so it's a system. You know, the airplane is part of this huge system. And now we have interconnectivity through the iPad to the rest of the world for a very reduced cost.
through the antenna and have your onboard network system. And once you have your onboard network system, you have this information, and you go through either Ku band or you just have it on the ground and run it through a 3G system. You have tremendous things you can start doing with the airplane. And this is all exciting. We get to ride along and do all these other kind of information. Variable aero fan nozzle. Now we're going to fix this in one position and do the test. We're going to fix it in the takeoff position and do all the testing. We don't know how to translate it yet. Make sure you know that. And then once we figure out how to translate it, once you get airborne, it's kind of the equivalent of having a constant speed prop if you've ever flown a piston engine airplane. Not exactly the same, but the same. This is a really great technology because we did fix it by increasing the engine idle. And get the engine to quit vibrating by bringing the engine up. You burn more gas in your descent. Don't like it a bit. Even if you laced 100 pounds per descent, if you're an airline that flies 3,000 descents a day, that's 30,000 pounds of gas. That's a tank of gas. So putting the engine vibration controller in there to keep the airplane quiet, you know, is a great reduction in fuel burn type costs. This is the fuel cell. This is a hoot. We're going to carry hydrogen in an airplane. So we have to overcome that. So there's a big thing about the safety initiative, and we have to make sure we're going to fly this airplane safely. And so we've come up with some very clever ideas from people, very inexpensive, clever ideas to make sure that we handle that package in the back of the airplane successfully. And then the trailing edge, we've tried for many, many times to have a better trailing edge. You know, if you can increase the chord of the wing, lift equals 1/2 rho v, that lift equation, you can get more lift out of the wing. But the problem is we've never been able to find a way to find a hinge that caused less drag than the addition of the lift. And so we've got some great ideas on how to make this hinge so we can make this trailing edge move without sticking something out in the breeze and causing more drag than what it caused from the increase in the lift. And you package all these things together, and it's from a technology guy like I am, and you think about what we just did with this 737 and the time frame in which we did it, and you understand, it's just really fantastic that we managed to pull it off. I shouldn't say that like that. The ability to put all these things together and get them on the airplane and fly them and test them and instrument the airplane and fly the airplane and get it on and get it back off the airplane at the Boeing company is really, really exciting from a technology standpoint, and that we got our bosses, they're fully behind us, and it's just a great event.
Yep, and we're going to do it every year.
Yeah, and that's cool. Yeah.
Yep.
God, oh, man. I get excited about this stuff because next year we're going to get an 8-7. We're going to do some things in there, and since we have an airplane, we can put some assets on top of it. Great ideas that maybe we didn't quite make on the first 8-7 from many different standpoints in the airplane, and then go on forward that wing. Go back to the slide wing, the wing slide. This one's awesome. And if I say anything more about it, Jeannie's going to shoot me. No, this is man. If you're an engineering test pilot, woohoo!
All right, I don't have to kill you. Great.
We've got a press release in the back, some brochures, and thanks for joining.
Thank you so much for joining us. Great questions.
Watch 77
Air Show. Yeah.